Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 63 of the Minor Prophets. Today we wrap up our study of Obadiah with a devotion titled, The Lord Reigns. The 103rd Psalm, verse 19, reads, The Lord has established His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom rules over all. Our text for today is from Obadiah chapter 1, verses 19 through 21, and I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Then my people, living in the Negev, will occupy the mountains of Edom. Those living in the foothills of Judah will possess the Philistine plains and take over the fields of Ephraim and Samaria. And the people of Benjamin will occupy the land of Gilead. The exiles of Israel will return to their land and occupy the Phoenician coast as far north as Zarephath. The captives from Jerusalem, exiled in the north, will return home and resettle the towns of the Negev. Those who have been rescued will go up to Mount Zion in Jerusalem to rule over the mountains of Edom, and the Lord Himself will be king. Obadiah assumes a role similar to Joshua and prophesies the inheritance of God's land to His people. The Negev is the dry southern part of Judah, northeast of the Sinai Peninsula, and west of the Arabah below the Dead Sea. This area bordered Edom, which the Edomites partially occupied after Jerusalem's fall. The people in the foothills of Judah, otherwise known as the Shephelah, will possess the Philistine plains. The land of David's fiercest enemies, the Philistines, will finally be overtaken by God's people. They will also take over the fields of Ephraim, which can also be called Samaria, a major division of the western mountains between Galilee and Judah, known as the Hill Country or Palestine. The people of Benjamin, the smallest tribe in Israel, will possess Gilead, the mountain region that lies west of the Jordan River. Trent Butler writes, In effect, God through Obadiah promised the original promised land to Judah again. In verse 20, Obadiah focuses on the exiles of Israel and Jerusalem. This designation appears to describe the collective community of God's people in exile. The exiles of Israel will return to Canaan, also known as the Phoenician coast, and will possess the territory as far as Zarephath. Zarephath is located on the Phoenician coast between Tyre and Sidon. Zarephath is where Elijah raised a widow's son from the dead, recorded in 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 8 through 24. Interestingly, Zarephath means a place of refining. The captives from Jerusalem will resettle the towns of the Negev, verse 20. Negev is a Hebrew name meaning dry land. God will deliver exiles from the desert place of refining to the promised land of His blessings. The book of Obadiah reaches its climax in the final verse as God's people are reminded that all authority and power belongs to the Lord. The future of God's people does not rest in their strength or control. The future lies in the dominion of the Lord, who reigns supremely over His kingdom. This dominant position of the Lord as king is reinforced by the structure of Obadiah's prophecy as his title of Lord bookends the book in verses 1 and 21. When the day of the Lord appears, God will take His rightful rule as king in Mount Zion, where He will reign over Edom with His people forever. Those faithful to the Lord will one day dwell in a new Jerusalem, a holy place, where the Lord Himself will be King. Some questions to consider. How do these final words of Obadiah's prophecy bring anticipation and hope to your Christian journey? What is your reaction to this final phrase from Obadiah, "And the Lord Himself will be King"? And finally, what valuable lessons have you gathered from the book of Obadiah? Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great day.